This is VOA News, The Remote, and I'm Laurel Bowman. In the United Kingdom, a British minister reports that there are around 4,000 variants of the virus that causes COVID-19 around the world now. So all vaccine manufacturers, including Pfizer and AstraZeneca, are trying to improve their vaccines. The country's vaccine deployment minister told Sky News that, though that it's very unlikely that the current vaccines won't be effective on the variants. Former European Central Bank chief Mario Draghi started talks with Italy's divided political parties on Thursday to seek backing for a new government to deal with the health and economic crises. Draghi is one of the most respected figures in Italy, and he has received a mandate from the head of state to put together an administration. The Kremlin on Thursday rejected allegations of Russian state repression against opposition politician Alexei Navalny's supporters and said police had made mass detentions because protesters broke the law by taking part in illegal rallies. Police have detained thousands of people in recent weeks for taking part in rallies against Navalny's jailing, according to a protest monitor. The U.S. Embassy in New Delhi on Thursday urged Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government to resume talks with farmers angry over agricultural reforms that sparked a months-long protest campaign. Largely restricted to the outskirts of New Delhi, the mostly peaceful protests were marred by violence on January 26th when some protesters entered the heart of the capital city after the Republic Day military parade, and there they clashed with police. For more on these stories, please visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. An Iranian diplomat accused of planning to bomb a meeting of an exiled opposition group was sentenced to 20 years in prison on Thursday in the first trial of an Iranian official for suspected terrorism in Europe since Iran's 1979 revolution. Asadollah Asadi was found guilty of attempted terrorism after a foiled plot to bomb a rally of the National Council of Resistance of Iran near Paris in June of 2018. Belgian prosecution lawyers and civil parties to the prosecution are saying. Myanmar's junta blocked Facebook on Thursday, shutting off an important channel of opposition as to this week's military coup as sporadic protests flared. Military ruler General Min Aung Hlaing was moving quickly to consolidate his hold on power following the overthrow of elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi and the detention of her and allied politicians on Monday. Ugandan former rebel commander Dominic Ongwen was convicted on Thursday of war crimes and crimes against humanity, including murder, sexual enslavement, abducting children, torture, and pillaging. Judges at the International Criminal Court said Ongwen, who himself was taken by the Lord's Resistance Army as a young boy, had acted out of free will in committing the crimes between 2002 and 2005. Governments and developers around the world are exploring the potential use of vaccine passports as a way of reopening the economy by identifying those protected against the coronavirus. Those developing the technologies, however, say such tools come with consequences, such as potentially excluding whole groups from social participation and urging lawmakers to think seriously about how they are used. Ahead of an election next year, Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban is spending money on key groups of voters as opinion polls show a neck-and-neck race with an opposition united against him for the first time. The right-wing premier, who's been in power since 2010, is under pressure to reopen the economy after a pandemic-driven crash that sent Hungary into its worst recession since the global financial crisis, ending 7 years of steady growth. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.